right, here we go. Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gerber Show for Tuesday, April the 7th, 2020. Thank you for joining us. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three.
With a look at sports, I'm
the Brave New World mentality is taking over for too many simple minds in this nation. Let me be clear. I will not be calling on my neighbors and turning them into the cops, that's for sure. Number two, California, Washington, and Oregon are shipping out ventilators for the National Strategic Stockpile, with some headed to New York, which seems to indicate all the Pacific states think they're headed toward an end of the Wuhan pandemic. So does New York, by the way. And that's number one. New York not burying people in public parks. So please stop believing these strange rumors on social media. Yes, it's going to be a bad week. It's projected that 3,000 people could die in New York come Thursday. Of course, the projections, the models have been wrong consistently. Not just somewhat wrong, grotesquely wrong through much of this. The modeling keeps falling apart here, there, and pretty much everywhere. In New York, the governor yesterday saying that he believes that the pandemic there may have reached its apex. It may have reached its height. And at one point, it was believed that New York could reach 140,000 beds needed. That was worst case, 110,000 beds in a medium case scenario. They're at 16,000. Now, that's no small thing, 16,000 beds for COVID patients. That's statewide, not in the city. It's no small thing. But finally, a reporter asking Governor Cuomo about this yesterday during his daily briefing. I want you to hear it. It's bite number six with Andrew Cuomo saying, we may have reached the apex here. Here's Governor Cuomo.
Are you still anticipating needing 110,000 beds for coronavirus patients, considering the number of hospitalizations? That seems like a big number.
When we started planning, right, we had models that we were planning against, and they had worst case, best case, middle case. The worst case was even higher. The worst case was like 170. What was the worst case? 140,000 beds was the worst case. The 110,000 was more of the moderate case. I hope we're somewhere near the apex, right? Or we're somewhere near the plateau. So I would hope that we don't need anywhere near that number of beds.
Well, let me give you a clue here. Yesterday in New York, there were 358 new hospitalizations in New York yesterday. That's the entire state for COVID. That's the entire state, 358. That was down 75% from 4 days earlier. Remember, hospitalizations are a leading indicator of where we are going as far as disease goes. Death is a lagging indicator. Hospitalization comes first. Severe illness and potential fatalities come later. Let me give you the fatality numbers from New York over the last 5 days. Thursday, 432. Friday, 562. Saturday, 630. Sunday, 594. And Monday, yesterday, 599. It went to the top on Saturday. By the way, that was also true for the United States. It went to 722 on Saturday, down to 583. That's in addition to, that's the total number for the nation. So you had 1,000, 11, 1,200 on the whole nation. Coming down the backside, the worst day by far was Saturday, 4th of April. And then you've got all of these crazy rumors. First of all, the idea that you would need 140,000 beds is proven to be absolutely ludicrous, or even 110,000 or 80,000. Not even going to reach 20,000, it doesn't appear at this point, because the discharges are greatly outpacing the admittings now. Those being admitted to the hospital being far outdistanced by those leaving the hospital. And then there's all these crazy reports out there that New York is so overwhelmed. The morgues are overwhelmed, and they're burying people in public parks just for the time being. Governor Cuomo addressed that as well.
We'd be burying these COVID bodies in parks in New York City. Wondering, one, have you heard of that? And two, is there any way the state can lend assistance with managing these bodies? And what do you think about
I have
that?
Heard right. nothing about that. I've heard a lot of wild rumors, but I have not heard anything about the city burying people in parks.
Would you support that?
No. No.
What plan do you have to manage these bodies?
I didn't know that there was an issue. I haven't heard that there was an issue. Has anybody heard that there's an issue?
No.
The city raise any issue? They talked to New York City. I talked to New York City yesterday. I have not heard that this is an issue.
You know why it's not being discussed with New York City about it being an issue? Because it's not an issue. Here's a little something for you. We talked a little earlier about Michigan State Representative Karen Whitsett. Karen Whitsett, a liberal Detroit Democrat who is crediting Donald Trump with saving her life by suggesting hydroxychloroquine is a good treatment. And you've heard it in conjunction with azithromycin, the Z-Pak antibiotic. But here's something else in California. Dr. Anthony Cardillo, an ER specialist and the CEO of Mend Urgent Care, has been prescribing a different combination of drugs, hydroxychloroquine and zinc. Zinc, we talked about that with the University of Michigan doctor and a Wayne State University doctor here 3 weeks ago now, that they believe zinc is the key to preventing viral infection. That's who came up with the idea of Zicam and these other zinc-based products that diminish and deal with the cold viruses. They believe that zinc is an extremely potent combination in conjunction now with hydroxychloroquine. We keep coming back to the hydroxychloroquine that the president put forth as an idea was mocked by the media, relentlessly mocked. And yet, more and more cases coming to light that this is the cure that saved people's lives. The president saved people's lives and was mocked by big media. The doctor said that every patient he's prescribed this to has been very, very ill, and within 8 to 12 hours, they were symptom-free. Within 8 to 12 hours of being treated with hydroxychloroquine and zinc, they were symptom-free. He added that combining the drug with zinc has been the key to success. He said the hydroxychloroquine opens the zinc channel, if you will, allowing the zinc to enter the cell, which then blocks the replication of the cellular machinery. And he gets ahead of it. And they save patients' lives. Cardillo, careful to note, the drug should only be prescribed by patients who are extremely sick and in urgent need so as not to blow through the supply, although there are now 30 million pills here in the United States that have been put in the strategic national stockpile. Michigan now asking for the drugs. New York asking for the drugs. California having success with the drugs. Hydroxychloroquine. Thank you, Mr. President, for making us aware. Thank you, Mr. President, for making us aware and taking the beatings from the national media. I guess people like Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, they wouldn't want the hydroxychloroquine if they were deathly ill on their deathbed. I guess they'll just go ahead and say, nah, it doesn't work anyway. It's unproven. This is the No Panic Zone. You're on the Steve Gribbers Show.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey everybody, let's go!